Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com. Among our top stories this evening, a local non-governmental organization launches a revolving fund targeting the youth in Harare and Chitungwiza as part of efforts to economically empower the underprivileged.
This will contribute to the development of our country. So we as the Youth Agenda Trust, we are very committed to seeing this component of this Breaking the Culture of Silence project being successful.
Feathers rattled in ZANU-PF and the Tsvangirai MDC as former Finance Minister and MDCT Secretary General Tendai Biti takes a job to defend a former Central Bank Chief and ZANU-PF Buhera Senate-elect Gideon Gono in a corruption case in court.
First things first, I mean, Biti is a lawyer, he makes his money from representing clients, and that includes some clients that all of us may not be comfortable with, but that's his right.
And unions representing civil servants finally agree on the 9 names of people to represent them in salary negotiations with government representatives. A local non-governmental organization today launched a revolving fund targeting the youth in Harare and Chitungwiza as part of efforts to economically empower the underprivileged young generation. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from the capital.
The Youth Agenda Trust today launched a revolving fund to assist underprivileged youth in Harare's Epworth and Chitungwiza's Zengeza suburbs who were failing to finance their self-help projects. The organization's programs coordinator, Fortune Nyamande, said helping the youth to help themselves plays an integral part in uplifting the country's economy.
It will benefit them beyond the lifespan of this revolving fund, and it will also benefit them in terms of even employing others, and indirectly, this will contribute to the development of our country. So we as the Youth Agenda Trust, we are very committed to seeing this component of this Breaking the Culture of Silence project being successful.
Guest of honor at the handover ceremony, Zimbabwe Youth Council Deputy Director Tawanda Njerere called on organizations working in youth programs to spread their wings to the remote parts of the country, saying Zimbabwe was awash with youths who are failing to play their part in the country's economic development due to their lack of resources. Njerere said several youths in the country are failing to access funding for their self-help projects from financial institutions because they cannot provide collateral.
I also wish to challenge and encourage all those who manage the fund to be non-discriminatory in their approach in order to benefit as much as many young people as possible and in order to benefit them effectively. Youth development, which I believe youth economic empowerment falls under, is all-encompassing, and that is our ideology as the Zimbabwe Youth Council. Youth-serving organizations should simply reach out to all young people, irrespective of color, gender, or even political affiliation. Through the Old Mutual Cabs Kurera Ukonda Youth Fund, the Stanbic Growth Creation Fund, and other similar funds, young people have been benefiting from these from the youth economic empowerment journey. However, these are still not enough, yet we have a consensus both in civic society and in government on the importance and the urgent need to empower the young people with regards to their economic empowerment, with regards to ensuring that they get jobs, and with regards to ensuring that they are economically active.
The Revolving Youth Fund, launched today by the Youth Agenda Trust in partnership with Action Aid, saw 40 youths benefiting. One of the beneficiaries, Tariro Apazari, said the unavailability of electricity in several Epworth households presented an opportunity for her and her colleagues to earn their keep through candle making. She said the project was being affected by the lack of material to produce the candles until Youth Agenda Trust's intervention today.
We have decided to do the candle making in Epworth because we don't have electricity in Epworth. So we have found that it is easy to do candle making because we earn a lot of money by manufacturing candles in Epworth.
Those who benefited today went away with materials to start their welding, retailing and poultry projects that they had been failing to finance despite being qualified in the respective fields. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.